Welcome to Your Ambitious Life podcast. My name is Pileka Petanakis and I'm a former struggling optician turned successful social marketer and a six-figure entrepreneur. If you're looking to uplevel your life and impact in this world while creating more time and financial freedom, you've come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to help you see the potential in yourself so you can enjoy more of what you want to be, do, and have. Thanks for pressing play, and let's get right into it. Hello, hello, and happy 2020. This is officially the first episode of Your Ambitious Life podcast of 2020. It's been about a month since I last recorded an episode, and you know how the holidays can be. There's visitors, there's parties, there's events, the families are around more, the kids are off school, so it just tends to be like a whole big of a whirlwind. So I don't know where December went, but here we are. It's the 8th of January today, and I am back. So, you guys, isn't it so funny? Whenever a new year comes around, and even, you know, towards the end of the previous year, the year that's about to close out, people start talking about New Year's resolutions and all these different things. And, you know, 99% of the time, people will tell you that they're going to be losing weight and they're going to get in shape and that all these things are going to happen. They're going to eat better. They're going to cut carbs. They're going to cut fat. They're going to cut, I don't know, gluten. People have all these different things and they imagine that when they do those things, and when they make that resolution that the world is going to magically change around them and everything's going to be really amazing, which I guess in theory could work. But the truth is, at least based on my humble observations of people who I know, people on social media, people around me, and myself included, we don't stick with those resolutions, right? You know, like January the 8th comes around like it is today. I don't know when you happen to listen to this episode, but, you know, if it's later in the year, you will have noticed that people, whatever they promised to do this year, it's like they have completely forgotten about it. It's like they never even said those words. I just think it's so funny, but kind of interesting at the same time. So, and knowing it from myself, I can't stick to resolutions. First of all, I think the word resolution is so, it's kind of harsh, and it makes you feel like if you don't do what your resolution was for the year, then you automatically have failed. Like, that word just has so much funny energy attached to it, so I don't actually like to use it at all. So coming to 2020, I decided that, you know, I'm gonna rather just pick a word that I'm gonna try to live by more than I did in the previous years. A word that I can always kind of remind myself that, okay, this is what I was supposed to do this year, and just put more focus on that. So I heard a few other people doing something similar, and I thought it was a good idea. So we'll see how it goes. I'll give you an update as the year goes by here. But my word for 2020 is presence. I've decided that I need to be more present when it comes to human connections, more present when it comes to just listening to somebody. I think a lot of times we, you know, when people are talking to us and they're trying to have a conversation with us, we have all these side thoughts at the same time when they're talking to us, so we don't fully sometimes even grasp what they're saying. Because at the back of our minds, especially us as females, you know, you're thinking about the next grocery list. Okay, what time is it? Do I have to get my kids from school? Okay, this weekend we have this thing happening. How am I going to get organized? And sometimes we miss out on full-on conversations because we're just not present. We don't take that time to shut off everything else in our mind and actually pay attention to what somebody's saying. So my full-on attempt is going to be more present. More present with my kids, as crazy as it can get sometimes, especially with our seven-year-old who, she does not stop talking, you guys. But I think it's an age thing. So I'm really trying to embrace the fact that she talks a lot. And I don't know who she gets it from. I think it's me, but you know how it is, right? If you have been around kids that can have an age range, anywhere from like 4 to 7, 4 to 8, they do not ever shut up. But sometimes I find that she has some really cool insights to different things that I, as an adult, never even think about, or I never look at things at that angle. So I'm going to be more present. I'm going to be more present with her. I'm going to be more present with our 15-year-old who is an aspiring pilot. He actually just last week went through some national exams to be accepted into a glider pilot program this coming summer. We still don't know the results, but oh my goodness. So more present with my husband, more present even when we're traveling. As you guys know, I love to travel so much, but a lot of times I'm more focused on taking pictures, going live, you know, showing other people what my travels are all about. But sometimes seeing things through my own phone camera, it's not the same as just looking at that sunshine or sunset or looking at whatever is around us during our travels. It's not the same as seeing it with your own eyeballs. So yesterday something happened that I felt like I have to tell you guys about. So I think times have changed so much, and I don't know, it's going to make me sound like an old person, and I'm not old by any means, but it kind of made me feel like times have changed so much. So my daughter does skating, and I ended up sitting on the bleachers with a mom. I've known her for a long, long time now, and her kids go to the same school as me. We say our usual hellos and sometimes a couple more sentences, but, you know, we really haven't sat down and actually had a conversation. I don't think ever, or if ever, then it you know, was years ago. And we started talking about, you know, all these different activities that our kids are in and how we're trying to juggle our lives and getting back into the routine in January. And holy moly, the waves are crashing over our heads already. And she said to me that, oh, you live there now, right? Like you live in Nanus Bay. For those of you who are on Vancouver Island, you'd know the place. And I said to her that, no, we don't live in Nanus. We almost moved there. Year and a half ago, it didn't work out. It ended up being a really ugly real estate deal. It did not work out. We ended up in Qualicum Beach. And she said, what? I always thought that you were in Nanus. And and then she's like, well, where in Qualicum are you? And I said, well, we're in Qualicum Woods. It's like so nice and close to the kids' schools and it's quiet and it feels like we're out in the country. And she said, okay, this is crazy. She's like, I'm in Qualicum Woods too. And I said, okay. I said, what street do you live on? And she said, well, I'm on Chester Road. And I literally was speechless at that point. I said, I'm on Chester Road. And, you know, you can imagine two women going gaga over the fact that they know each other, their kids go to the same school, and they have not figured out that they live on the same street about 7 houses away from each other. So this was a huge kind of a wake-up call to me that, I mean, I'm an introvert. First of all, I find that I have such a hard time sometimes talking to people. Even people who I kind of know, like good friends, that's never a problem. But people who I kind of know, but not really, you know, just like with this mom. And I realized that the fact that I have been so closed in public situations and I haven't really taken my time to talk to her, I missed out on the whole fact that for a year and a half, we've lived on the same street, 7 houses apart from each other. So it was like a confirmation for me that, okay, the word that I chose for myself this year, presence, It kind of got enforced at that point. And this all just happened yesterday. Not even 24 hours ago, sitting at the ice rink, waiting for our kids to be done skating. How amazing would it be if we did open our eyes up more and, you know, going for walks and things like that, just try to have conversations with people who we run into. We could learn so many things. This is just such a simple thing that we live on the same street and now we figured that, oh my goodness, we could actually possibly share rides and help each other out that way with the kids and everything. I mean, it's like the community sometimes has almost gone missing from around us because we are so focused on us and on ourselves and going from point A to point B and having blinders on and really not seeing much what's going on in the rest of the world, in our little own small towns, just like the one that I have chosen to live in. So I want you to think about your own upcoming year, the 2020, or, you know, if you happen to listen to this 3 years down the road, it still applies. But really think, how do you want to show up for other people this year? What do you want out of this year? It doesn't have to be anything crazy like, oh, I'm going to become a millionaire or I'm going to do this or do that. It's like non-material things of how you want to feel and how you want to make other people feel around you. And just how you want to show up in the society, because I don't know. I just feel like my eyes have been peeled open over the last week, the first week of 2020. And I just feel like I need to make small changes. I don't need to change myself, but I do need to change the way I show up because I feel like I'm missing out, you guys. I don't want to miss out. Like, FOMO is a real thing. And so I have chosen, I'm not going to miss out. I'm not going to miss out on my daughter's crazy stories about things that probably don't interest me, but I listen to it anyway. And, you know, same with my husband. He oftentimes goes into things about his work that I just, like, literally my eyes glaze over. I know that it's super important. I know it's super interesting, but sometimes it's just kind of hard to follow conversations that maybe are not like up our own personal alley, right? I mean, he's a captain and what he does is the coolest thing ever. A lot of people in the marine industry would only dream of doing what he's doing. And I'm so proud of him. But I know that sometimes I kind of glaze over and just phase out of the conversation, right? And it's not fair to him. So, and same with our 15-year-old. I mean, being a teenager, he doesn't talk a whole lot, but when he does talk, I feel it's really, really important to kind of soak in everything and see what he has to say, because I don't want to say that he's practically a grown-up, but being taller than me, it almost makes me feel like, okay, he's almost kind of getting to that point where he's almost an adult. Like, he has some pretty cool ideas and thoughts in his head and that deserve to be heard. So, but that's just within my own family. But I kind of need to step out. And I want you to think about it too. Like, where could you do a little bit more? Where could you extend that comfort zone? Like, as I said earlier, like talking to strangers or talking to people that I don't know very well, it is unbelievably uncomfortable for me. Like, I feel like I forget how to talk. I forget what words I should put one after the next. It is just the most bizarre thing, but I truly feel like the more I do it, the more I force that, to extend that comfort zone, it's going to become the new normal and it's not going to be so bad. So we'll see where I am going to be by the 31st of December this year. But these are kind of my thoughts for today for you guys. So hopefully it gave you some food for thought as you're planning out this year. and kind of getting your ducks in a row and all your dreams and hopes and goals and all those things. Just think about that one word for yourself that you want to kind of emphasize this year and live by. So I hope that you're going to have an amazing day, and until next time.
Thanks for listening to Your Ambitious Life podcast. If you like this show, please leave a review for me on iTunes. Until next time.